Dean Richards, 720 WGN. This week in Chicago, the Dark Knight returned. Christian Bale, who made the classic Batman movies here in Chicago, was back in town to speak on behalf of Children's SOS Villages. This is an amazing organization that works with foster kids. But specifically, they work to keep brothers and sisters who may be going into foster care together. So the families of kids can all stay in the same foster home. It's an amazing organization. Christian got involved and is working to bring SOS Villages to other cities around the country. But while he was here, we had the chance to catch up with him and talk to him about that. But also did a little reminiscing as well about the time that he spent here in Chicago. So welcome back to Chicago.
Thank you.
It's always
good,
great.
Very good memories of Chicago, like I said, with my daughter. And then, the good times on the various films that we've shot here. And my wife was born in Chicago.
I still cannot look up to what is now called Willis Tower, Sears Tower, and right. Not see you standing on.
I do too. I saw that. It looked gorgeous this morning. I was driving in 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The clouds and just peeking through.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've stood up there. I've been right on that corner.
That's where I was.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, we shot a promo up there. We went up there kind of spoofing your scene.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought I was going to die. I wasn't anywhere near close where you were.
Right.
I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
But it's a thrill of a lifetime.
Line between stupidity and bravery, isn't it?
That's what it all is, I guess. I was so moved by you were just speaking about foster care and SOS and how it's more meaningful for you. How this is more gratifying for you to do this. Explain what you mean by that.
That's well, you reach a point where I've been fortunate in life that I reach a point where I recognize I might be able to help other people, you know? You manage to get your head above water for long enough that you can start to think beyond just, hey, how am I going to survive? How am I going to get... Which, you know, when that's been your whole life, it's tricky to get out of that mindset.
Right.
But there's so much need in the world, of course, for care and love, and so many wonderful issues and charities that need to be dealt with. They're important. But it can become very overwhelming and confusing as to choose, well, who do I want to help, you know? And you can't spread yourself too thin, or else you end up helping nobody, really.
Right.
But to me, one of the absolute most fundamental core identities of being human is care for children and elderly, care for children and families. You know, I mean, I don't think there'd be a single one of us who would see a young child neglected walking on the side of the street who wouldn't slam on the brakes, make sure they come in, get them warm, care for them, show them love.
Yeah.
We do that. That's what being human is. And so this was a very simple choice for me.
Right.
And after reading about SOS's model, which is really very different, you know, keeping the siblings together, having a permanent foster parent, having a permanent home, and also having 24/7 therapeutic care, is unheard of and is really successful. And so I wanted to be involved. As you said, people always say to me, oh, thank you for helping, Christian. Thank you for helping. In my mind, I'm thinking, you're helping me way more because I'm feeling like I'm doing something useful with my life.
I thought it was so interesting. You said that if I can use this stupid thing called celebrity for something good, I mean, you know, people enjoy your movies. They, you know, enjoy all that stuff. But if you can use that to help somebody else, I can't imagine how gratifying that must be for you.
Look, I love doing what I do, and I love making the movies. But when it comes to the sort of public speaking, I'm a salesman, essentially, you know, when it comes to the films. And no matter how much I love them, I know that ultimately I'm selling something to people. Whereas doing this, it's nothing but good, you know, and I find myself in this rather strange position to me where, wow, people will actually pay attention if I say something.
Right.
that may be a terrible decision on the part of other people, but I do know that with this decision, it's a very good one. And I do hope that people will follow and listen and help and become involved more in foster care.
Your dedication to this, I think, is much more than just making an appearance for this. You have a documentary that's coming out. It's called Foster.
Oh, no, that's not mine. That is Deborah Oppenheimer, and I was considering making a documentary, but I know that Deborah was and Mark were making a documentary, so we would speak a lot because I wanted to know, hey, what are they focusing on in that case? What should I focus on? I decided to leave it to see their absolutely wonderful foster documentary. Obviously, it's coming in Foster Care Month, which, like I said there,
Who knew?
I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't even know. And I'm involved in it. So there's a lack of awareness, which is stupefying. I don't understand why that is.
I read my first article today that's already speculating Oscar buzz for you for Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh.
It's already started. I don't think anyone's even seen the film yet.
A little bit early for that,
you must be used to it. I remember last year at this event, we were talking about Vice. Nobody had seen Vice yet.
Right.
And, all that. Is that just crazy when you get in that fast lane of, the level that you're at, where everything you do is considered Oscar worthy?
Well, let's not set me up for failure in that way. Please give me space to make very bad films if I wish to.
I'm sorry, you have to give us one of those first.
Adam McKay, the director of Vice, is actually joining us tonight. He was very gracious, and I told him a great deal about SOS, and so he wanted to know more and has come out to Chicago now, and he has his connections with Chicago from Second City, Improv, etc. And speaking of Vice, and looking at today's political environment where people are so divided and there's so much animosity, this is one of the very few things that it doesn't matter, what your political viewpoint is. If you have a beating heart, you care about children and families. And so this is a simple one. It's a very simple one that we need to do better than we're doing. And believe me, it gives back way more than you're able to give yourself. It's rewarding beyond belief.
Just one more completely non-related thing, but with Avengers taking over the world right now, I wonder if you look at this in a different way, because you've been part of that superhero universe
way back when.
You created some of this a similar kind of madness. Can you relate to what all the Avenger actors must be going through right now?
I think it's reached a whole different level now, this sort of deification, which we didn't have at that point, and I was happy to finish when we did. It is quite mind-boggling, isn't it? Just how successful these are. And one of the things I'm very excited about with bringing an SOS village to Los Angeles is that you do have these people that the whole world recognizes, listens to, and that they can very easily bring this awareness to foster care that just for some reason has not really ever taken hold in the way it should do if we're to call ourselves a truly loving society.
There's Christian Bale talking about SOS Children's Villages. He is so committed to this, and after we did the interview, he sat down probably for about an hour with foster parents and their little kids, just listening to their stories and their difficulties and how they happened to become foster parents. It's very moving. I urge you to contact SOSIllinoisChicago.org if you want to learn more information about the whole process. But Christian Bale, I think it's a bad rep because, there was that video of him a couple of years ago.
Oh, good for you!
Where he, he was trying to film something and, he lost his temper or something like that. Raise your hand if you've never lost your temper and you've never behaved the way that you kind of regret that you behaved. I think we've all done that. He's a good guy. I've met him many, many, many times. Always very cordial, always very nice, and to me, you get a glimpse into where his heart is when he does things like this that There's no commercial reason whatsoever. He's just doing it because he wants to help foster kids. Which
it's amazing to hear how he talks when you watch all of his other movies, like Dick Cheney, and he doesn't even sound like he does.
Well, yeah, he's a good actor.
Do you think that Cockney accent is a creation?
I don't know. You want to bring it up to him next time?
Good for you!
I have a good relationship with him right now. I'm not saying anything against him.
I think it's amazing that he's able to change his his look as well as his voice.
Oh, his look, how he changes his look is amazing. So yeah. 12:23, we're going to wrap things up when we come back. WGN.